This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, now we're going to do Chav Beis Amad Beis, Da'af HaShalom, Sechna Adarim. Amar Rabba Rechana, Kol HaKoyes, anyone who gets angry, Afilu Shechina Eina Chashuva Kenegdai. Even the Shechina itself is not valued, significant to him. Shenemar, Rasha, the wicked man, Kegoy Va'apoy, in the arrogance of his anger, Bal Yidroish, he will not seek out. Ein Elokim Zimaisav, Hashem is not in his musings. What does it mean? Bal Yidroish. That means he says, Hashem will not punish me. I am immune. Says Rashi, says the Ran, Begoiva Apoy, Bitagboris Kasai, in the height of his anger, Ein Elokim Komazimoisov, Sheshchina Ein Chashuva Kenegdai. Weiter gegangen. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyahu from Difti says, Meshakech Talmudai. He forgets his learning, Umaisav Tipshus, and he increases his foolishness. Shenemar, Kichas Becheik Kesilim Yanuach. Anger rests in the lap of the fool. Uchsiv, Uchsil, and the fool, Yifrois Iveles, increases his foolishness. So, Son who's a Balkas, he is like a fool. And if he's a fool, he will increase his foolishness. Says the Ran, Shenemar kichas v'cheg ksil miyanuach, alma de kois havaksil. We see someone who gets angry is a fool. Uchsil yifrei sivels, alma moisef tipshas. The Gemara says weiter. Amar Rav Ada b'Rabbi Chanina. Rav Ada, the son of Rabbi Chanina, says, El molei chatu Yisrael. Had Klal Yisrael not sinned, leinitein lohem ela chamishachim sheitar v'sevi shovavad, then all they would have been given is the five books of Moses and Sefer Yehoshua. They would have only been given the five books of Chumash and Sefer Yehoshua. Why? She'erka shel Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Yehoshua talks about the value of Eretz Yisrael, the way Eretz Yisrael was divided. My time, why would the other books not be given? The other books are books of rebuke. Ki beroiv chachma rav kaas, with a lot of wisdom is a lot of anger. What does that mean? The wisdom in the Nevi'im would be reflective that Hashem's angry at us. So the fact that we have these books shows Hashem was angry at us. Had Hashem not been angry at us, had we not sinned, we wouldn't have needed it. Says the Ran, Leinasan lahem el chamish chamshei Torah v'sefer Yeshua, she'i karan shel shar Nevi'im, the fundamental basis of the other Nevi'im, lo haya ela lo hichiach Yisrael, was only to reprimand the Jewish people, al aveiro shebiyadam, for the sins in their possession. Ve'omale chatu, had they not sinned, if they wouldn't have sinned, they would not have needed rebuke. Why only Sefer Yehoshua? Because it's the arrangement of Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Yehoshua mefureshes ayoros of Eretz Yisrael. Sefer of Joshua speaks about the cities in Israel, v'hanachalos, and the inheritance, asher nachalu. L'fikach afilu lo ychatu, therefore even had we not sinned, hayud tzrichen Sefer Yehoshua, we would have needed Sefer Yehoshua. Shenemar ki beroiv chachma roiv kaas. Beroiv divrei chachma is hanavim. In the abundance of wisdom of the other prophets, yesh simen, that is symbolic, is reflective, leroiv kaas, of the abundant anger, shehechisu Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael angered Hashem. The Holy Gemara continues. Okay, now we come back to the Inyan of Nadarim. Amar Vasi. Rabbi Asi said, now which Rabbi Asi? It's not Rav Asi, it's Rabbi Asi, okay? Just pointing that out. In this Gokin, Leila Ke Yisrael. We will not help, we will not get involved to be matter if somebody literally made a neder to Eloke Yisrael. Now, what does this mean? There's a basic machlekes rishayim over here. The Ran learns that when we say Ineskak and Lelekei Yisrael, it doesn't mean we don't matter the neder of someone who says Hashem's name. And if someone does not say Hashem's name, we won't be matter. The critical factor here is not saying Hashem's name, but rather what we're talking about over here is Nedarim versus Shvuais, meaning, according to the Ran, if somebody makes a Shvua, we are not matter it. But we could be matter Shvuais. If we did it, it's effective. But L'chadchila, you can't be matter a Shvua. What does it have to do with Lelekei Yisrael? Because very often, people swear by the name of Hashem, but it has nothing to do with the name of Hashem. We are matter nedarim, even if you use the name of Hashem, and we're not matter shvuos, even if you don't use the name of Hashem. The Rush disagrees. The Rush says that it's not dependent on nedar versus shvua. It's not that we're matter nedarim and we're not matter shvua. It is, we will not be matter anything that you mention Hashem's name, and we will be matter if you don't mention Hashem's name. So it means as follows. In other words, according to the way the Ran learns, Ein Nizkak and Lekei Yisrael means we don't matter Shvuais. Okay? Except for Chutz Mikoinim Ishti Nenesli. Except if a person says, I asked her, my wife, from getting Hanah from me, Sheganva Es Kisi, because she stole my wallet, Vishahiksa Es Bini, or she hit my son, Vinoida Shaloi Ganva Vlahi Kisai, and it turns out that she didn't steal and she didn't hit him. So Rav Asi is saying two exceptions. The exception is, you know when we're not matir? You know when we are matir? The exception is if the neder was you assered your wife, so now it's marital issue, and you assered her for a reason, and it turned out that the reason was proven to be false. So if both of these conditions are met, then we could be matir even a shavua. Take a look at the Ran. Chutz mikoinim ishti nenesli sheganva as kisi v'shehiksa es bini v'noida shaloi hiksoi v'noida shaloi ganva. Now you might ask a question. If it turns out, friends, that he made the neder because his wife stole the purse and it turns out she didn't, then what does it have to do? Then why would you even need a Pesach? Shouldn't it just be batal on its own? Because he did it for a certain reason, and that reason proved to be not true. Look in the Ran. Chus mikan rishi nanasli, shagan vas kisi, v'shikse espani, v'noida shalai hiksoi, v'noida shalai ganva, kachi agirsa, b'roiv hanuschais. V'ikaman da amar, de ta'usihi. Some say that our girsa is a mistake. Di noida shalai hikasai, if it turned out that she didn't hit him, v'shalai ganva, and she didn't steal. Hechi ka'amar, how could we say chutz mikainam ishti? But v'nidre shkagoisu. Isn't this nidre shkagois? Because the guy made the nether thinking that his wife hit the kid and she never hit the kid. Even if we're dealing with a shvua here, it shouldn't be chal. The Rajva writes that it's possible that we have the gersa. V'chitnan b'masnisin, that which we learned in the Mishnah, d'chihai gavna einat sarach she'ela, then in such a circumstance we don't need a heter. Hani mili ba'oimer, that's only if you say, she'im loy mipnei kein lo yamadira. You know when nidrei shkogois are not chal? That's if the guy says, I only made the nether because my wife stole my wallet. But if I would have found out she didn't steal my wallet, I never would have made the nether. But what if the guy says, I made the nether because she stole the wallet, but I would make it even if she didn't steal the wallet? Then Nidre Shkagois would be chal. Avo b'mamid dvarav, one who upholds his words, v'amar afal pi kain, even so, b'dayto hoya shaloi tehenu mimani, I don't want her to get hanah from me, then sarach she'ela, here, the reason why it would be chal is because we're talking about where the guy says even if she didn't steal the Yehuda is sharing this thing. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah? I hear. I think there's another place where Rabbeinu Yonah discusses it further. Okay. V'hacha b'maimid mayri. Now, according to this Rashba, that the reason why you could be matter it is because the guy says he would have done it regardless. So what's the exception here? The narrowly the chika amar chutz mikoinam ishti, because in this case there are two things. Mishum deika tarti kamar. There are two factors here. Number one factor is shalom bayis, that we're talking about a neder between him and her. So that's one reason to try to be matter the neder. And another factor is, it's somewhat similar to Nidresh Gagos. Nimsa Shagunva Nishal Aval Huzal Oimer Afilo Nimsa Shagunva Nishal. But he writes that even if it turned out that she did steal it, you could be matter it. And meaning other Rishonim say there's only one factor is needed, the factor of Shalom Bayis. The Chinaka Nimsa Shalai Ganva. So why does the Gemara pick a case that it came out that she didn't steal it? In other words, like this. The Gemara says that if somebody makes a neder that he asers his wife to get Hana because she stole the wallet, then we'll be Mata the neder if it turns out she didn't steal the wallet. Some Rishonim say, well, you need both factors. You need the factor that it's Dvarim Beinoi LeBeina, and you need the factor that it's somewhat like Nidresh Gagos because it turned out that she didn't steal the wallet. That's how the Rashba learns. Other Rishonim learn, no, it's simply because it's between husband and wife. So why does it add that it turns out that she didn't steal the wallet? No, that's not Dafka. That's what the Mishnah says, but it's Lav Dafka. But the Ran says he doesn't like that pshat. He prefers the pshat of the Rashba, that it's because you have two factors over here. The Gemara continues. Hahid asol kamed Ravasi. Somebody came before Ravasi. By the way, this is Ravasi. So just like on the previous Amud, you had Rabbi Asi and Rav Asi here also. Someone came before Rav Asi. Amr Lebe Mai Nadart. So he said, how did you make the neder? What did you say? So she said, Beleke Yisrael, I swore by the God of Israel. Amr Lebe said to her, Ina Dart Bemayishi Kinoi Ba'alma, if you just would have used the phrase Mahi, which is a Kinoi, Mizdak Kikna Lach, then I would have been able to be matter your Shvua, hashta deloina dart v'mayi. Now that you didn't make a nether in mayi, ela b'lekei Yisrael. Then loy mizdak kiknalach. I can't help you. Now, so what exactly does this mean? Because we just said earlier that we don't matter any shvuas. This implies it's only when you swear by like, hey Yisrael, let's see the Ran. Ina dart b'mayi loy mizdak kiknalach d'mayi kinoi l'shvua k'de isa b'perkin kama. Mayi is a kinoi for shvua, like we said in the first perk. V'sfir le'el Ravasi. Ravasi holds l'chadchila ein eskakin l'shvua. L'chadchila we do not help out a shvua. We do not service a shvua. So basically, this Gersa is saying different than our girsa. If you would have just swore regularly, which is a kinoi, we would not have been matir your neder. We would have not been matir your shvua. So now that you swore with God, meaning this is consistent with what the Ran said earlier. We will not be matir a shvua ever. Ever. Even if you swore without using Hashem's name, certainly if you used Hashem's name, if you made a neder b'mayi, mizdakiknalach, we would service you. Kolaymar, the sviralei, the leshvua greater than this kaken. This opinion holds for shvua alone. We would service avokivan shehizkar Hashem. Since you mentioned Hashem's name, chomer tvei ve'enis kaken, and that's not consistent with what we said earlier. The Gemara continues. Rav Kahana ikla lebei Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana visited the house of Rav Yosef. Amar le l'taymar midi. Rav Yosef says, Rav Kahana, taste something. Amar le loy. He said, no. Mari kulay loy to'im nale. Master of everything. I'm not going to eat it. Amar le, Rav Yosef said, loy no. Mari kulay loy to'im nalach. By the master of everything, you won't eat. Now, what is going on? Hanich Rav Kahana d'amar loy mari kuma. I understand Rav Kahana who said, no, I'm not going to eat. El Rav Yosef, amai amar loy mari kula. Why did Rav Yosef say, no, master of everything, I'm not going to eat? What was Rav Yosef adding? Meaning Rav Yosef was the one who invited him. So why is he now swearing that you shouldn't eat? Hachu de kamrat. This is what he was saying to him. Loi mari kula hu de kamrat. He was saying, loi. No. You're saying the master of everything? Then you can't eat. If that's what you said, then you can't eat. He wasn't affirming, he was saying that if that is what your statement is, you're not going to be able to eat. Look in the round, Rav Yosef, Amai Omar Mori Kula, the Hasaka Daitach, Rav Yosef Ishvale, the Rav Kahana Dulai Lecha. The Gemara in the Havamina Thor, Rav Yosef was swearing that Rav Kahana can't eat. Hachi Kamar, Loi Mori Kula Kaamret. Loi, no. You said Mori Kula? You really said that? Loi Te'ima, you're not going to be able to eat. So Gemara says, what's the halacha? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Hilchasa poischin b'charata. The halacha is, you could even be poiseach a neder with charata. We had a shayla on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Could you use charata? Could you use even only a quasi-Pesach? Like if you would have known that if 10 people would have calmed you down, or could you have to use a Pesach proper? So Gemara is saying, we use even charata. Look in the Ran, a Chiddush Noira. Not only do we use Charata, we even use Charata for a Shavua. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Hilchos HaPoyschen B'Charata, V'Neskakin L'Lekei Yisrael, Perush, Poyschen B'Charata, Bein B'Neder, Bein B'Shavua. And the Gemara continues, V'Neskakin L'Lekei Yisrael, even if somebody swears, we will service their Shavua, says the Ran, V'Neskakin Am L'Chadchil L'Lekei Yisrael, V'Loi Shna, it doesn't matter if the guy was holding a chayfetz, even if he made a shua with holding a holy article, Nikitas chayfetz is only chamar legabe, the dayanim making you swear, to frighten you, aval ikar shvua, b'shem oy b'kinayhu, but the main shvua is with the name of Hashem, or with a shvua. Okay, and here's the final stretch. Thank you for your patience. Mishtabach le Rava le Rav Nachman Barav Schoira de Adam Gadhor. Rava praised to Rav Nachman Barav Schoira about Rav Schoira de Adam Gadhor. Rava told Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, no, Rav Schoira, he's such a great person. Amar loy. So Rav Nachman said, Azoi kishiyav liyad chaviye oliyadi. When he comes to you, bring him to me. Havalei nidra l'mishra. Rav Schoira once had to be matar haneder. Also came to Rav Nachman. And he came to Rav Nachman. Amarlena darta adai d'hachar. Rang said, did you make a nether with this and this in mind? Amarle, yeah, I did. Amarle, in. Adahachi d'hachi? In. Kama zimnin. Many times Rav Nachman tried different things. Rav Schoyer said, yeah, I knew that. Ikvid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got angry. He's annoyed. Is that a chsarn and kas? Amar le zila kilach. He said to Rav Schoyer, go to your canopy. Nafak Rav Schoyer. Rav Schoyer went out. Upasak pisla nafshi. He opened up a Pesach. He said, look, I annoyed somebody. This is not good practice. Rebbe said, what's the right path in life? What's praiseworthy by Hashem and by people? Rebbe Omer, Ezohi Darch Yishal, what is the correct path? Sheyavar Ladan, a person should choose. Koshi Tefaris Laisal, whatever brings glory to he who does it, but Tefaris Laman Adam, and brings glory from other people. The correct path is if others are pleased with your actions. Vahashta Dikbir Rav Nachman, now that Rav Nachman got upset, Adaita Dahachin Lai Nadri, I never made a neder with this in mind, Vashari Lanavshe, and Rav Nachman matered it for him, and Rav Schoyer matered it for himself. One more, Rav Shimon Barebi, Havalei Nidra L'Mishra, Rav Shimon Barebi, he also had a neder to matter. Asil Kamed Rabbanon, so he came from the Rabbanon, Amri Lei Nadarta Adaiti D'Hachi, did you make the neder with this and this in mind? Amr In, Adaiti D'Hachi, In, Kama Zimna, and many times, they said, yeah, the rabbis were distressed. They were going mishimsha to mitula shimsha, from the sun to the shade and the shade to the sun. They're trying to come up with a way to be matir the neder. Amar lei, Butnus braid the Abishob ben Butnus. Butnus, son of Abishob ben Butnus, said to Reb Shimon Rebbe, listen, Mina Darta Adadim Sarah Bunmatula Shim 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 Shotula, if you would have known how much you're annoying the rabbis that they have to go from the sun to the shade and the shade for the sun, would you have made the nether? Amar lo, he said no, Vishariye, and they were matarit. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we did Daf Chav Beis with the help of the Almighty. Maybe we should have an Ian share about Kas. We should have like an in depth about Kas. Maybe, we'll see. Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Call to... What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.